politics, pop culture, and a whole bunch of other things that start with the letter P.
The Mark Harvard Podcast.
Who knew that optimism could sound so sarcastic?
Hey, 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 welcome in. It is the Mark Harvard Podcast, episode number 60, y'all. Thanks for joining us this week. Got a lot going on, man. This has been a very hectic week. I was out of town the second half of the week. We had vacation Bible school going on at our church. So the first half of the week, I was doing vacation Bible school and eating horribly. And then I went out of town and continued basically to eat horribly. But it helps that I was learning Greek for 3 days, he says sarcastically. Man, it's part of the curriculum to get your Master of Divinity that I have to learn Greek and Hebrew. And I am notoriously bad when it comes to foreign languages. Now, okay, and I'll give you a little history here. Back in high school, I took 2 years of French. And I thought, okay, I did well there. And it wasn't until I got to the University of Alabama that I realized that most of my French had been, well, I'm not going to say it was bad, but it was just, it wasn't adequate for what they were wanting me to be able to do in conversational French. I had 2 credits of foreign language that I had to fulfill. And so I said, you know what? I'll take conversational French, and that gets both of those credits out of the way. It's going to be fantastic. I failed so badly. And I mean, the professor sat with me, and, you know, we did tutoring after class and all that. Still failed it so hard. I ended up getting my foreign language requirement taken care of by Computer Science for Teachers. And this is, I guess, you know, this is late 90s. So, I mean, you basically, all 3 of those classes, you had to take 3 classes for it to equal the 2 foreign language requirements. Each of those classes you went to twice. You went to the first day, got your syllabus. You went the second day and turned in your final. Because, like, the final for the first one was turning in a Word document with some text bold and some text in italics. And then the second one was you showed up, got your syllabus. Second day you came back, turned in a floppy disk with a PowerPoint presentation on it. Like, had at least 5 slides and you know, an animation or something. And then the last one was you had to turn in a simple website with a graphic on it and some text in bold and a hyperlink. So, yeah, it was nothing. That's how bad I am at foreign languages. So jumping into this learning Greek thing has been something I've actually been putting off and dreading. And yeah, it's a lot of work. It is a lot of work. And, you know, after spending the weekend in Memphis and doing that part of the class, the first half of the trip, I ended up going, you know, like clouds were lifting, and I can see how this works now. And then we kept going, and I got left behind again. So, yeah, we'll see how that goes. Yeah. How was your week? Mine was crazy pants, but here we are in a new one, and we're doing okay. We got a lot of things to talk about this week. We got a story coming out of the Garth Brooks concert that was here in Birmingham that actually Garth himself has reached out about, and he's pretty excited about it. Also, I'm going to talk a little bit about why being a third wheel has benefits for a relationship, and also a new study that's coming out that says that people who read the Bible have more hope. So, some interesting things to talk about. First off, I've got this story out of Missouri, and I'll preface this a little bit and tell you that my wife and I have 2 dogs and 2 cats, and, you know, we both had cats growing up, and, you know, we had dogs, and we weren't huge dog people. Well, now we have our corgi Watson, and he's awesome. And we have a little dog named Reese as well, little ragamuffin pooch, if you will. And I love them to death. I am definitely, between the two of us, between me and my wife, the more dog-loving person. So oftentimes when the cats do something wrong, I always, you know, point out, just want to let you know that the dogs were over here. They were, they were innocent, completely innocent. They didn't wake us up in the middle of the night. The cats did. The dogs are over there asleep. They're fine. They wish we would all be quiet. So this dog, I need to keep the story away from my wife then. Over in Missouri, a home busted up into flames after a dog inside managed to turn on the kitchen stove. Yeah, it led to a grease fire. I mean, the dog didn't actively try to burn the house down, but the incident was captured on the homeowner's security camera. It was Friday morning in Parkville, just outside of Kansas City, and they say new appliances are being seen with touch controls that activate by the simple touch of a finger, and an animal's paw can also activate these types of controls. So the dog just, it's kind of a bigger dog, it looked like. The dog just kind of propped up on the counter, hey, what's up there? Is that food? Is this food? And the paw turned the burner on, which started a grease fire. And yeah, they say that please use the built-in safeties if available on appliances when not in use, and they're accessible by dogs or cats or kids. But Denny, the owner, said only two dogs were inside the home when the fire began. And yeah, I'm looking at the pictures now, man. The damage to the living room and the kitchen, because it's all one big room, is extremely extensive. It's pretty bad. They told Fox News that grease in a pan from the night prior's dinner ignited, which means I need to go downstairs right now and go clean up the kitchen from last night because I didn't realize that could be a thing. But apparently it can. So I don't know. I have an ongoing phobia of fire. I mean, I'm the guy that'll go back and check the stove like four or five times whenever we go out of town, because I have just an overwhelming, just absolute phobia of things burning down and thing, the house burning up. And, I mean, it's one thing if it's just stuff, but if I've got animals inside or I'm worried about it, this thing or that thing, gosh, my anxiety kicks in, my OCD kicks in. I have turned around 30 minutes from the house and gone back because I wasn't sure that I had triple checked the stove that had not been used in days. So yeah, that something like this makes me really, it makes me anxious, but at the same time, it makes me happy. We have a corgi that can in no way reach the buttons on the stove. It's physically impossible. The advantages of a short dog. Speaking on kitchen stuff, though, I found something. I didn't realize this was a thing, but apparently it is. Burnt ends mac and cheese. It's like a St. Louis spin on mac and cheese. It's from a place called Super Smokers Barbecue. I spent a lot of time in St. Louis about 10 years ago. The company I was working for had me traveling out there, working with radio stations out there, and I never heard of Super Smokers Barbecue. I don't know if it wasn't there or just wasn't on my radar, but the Burnt Kevin, as they're calling it, got its name from a Super Smokers Barbecue customer, Kevin. He's a local school teacher in Eureka, Missouri, who came in each time they had training in the building just behind the restaurant. They say he always got burnt ends with a side of mac and cheese. One day while chatting with me, he suggested making the burnt end mac and cheese combo a standalone dish. I told him it was a good idea, and in honor of his brilliant idea, the dish would be called named after him. The Burnt Kevin was born. So what you've got is it's like a loaded mac and cheese sort of thing. You've got the mac and cheese on the bottom, and then you've got burnt ends on the top that's basically made from brisket. Either point or the flat. The ingredients are like 3 pounds of beef brisket, a half cup kosher salt, some black pepper, granulated garlic, some Super Smokers KC sauce or some other tomato-based barbecue sauce of your choice, large elbow mac, unsalted butter, all-purpose flour. Okay, I can already see how this is getting a little too complicated, so let me just bring this down to you. Make the brisket the way you want to. I mean, living in Alabama, I know a lot of people that love to use brisket as a reason that they have to sit outside by the grill and hang out all day on the porch. I know that that's a thing. Don't try to overcomplicate the mac and cheese. My wife has a fantastic mac and cheese recipe that is overly complicated and super expensive, and I think she's finally got to the point where she's just telling family members, I'm not doing this anymore. Because it's like $80 to make this mac and cheese, and it takes all day, and it's a pain in the rear, and there are other options, and yeah, so don't overcomplicate your mac and cheese. The box is fine. It really is. It's got brisket on top of it. This is a vessel for the burnt ends. It's not the star of the show. So, yeah, I'm looking at this thing. I'm getting hungry now, man. I mean, I had a black bean burger earlier but for lunch, but man, this looks fantastic. Good grief. stick around. We get back from the break. I'm going to tell you a story about, my wife and I a couple weekends ago went to go see Garth Brooks, and it was a fantastic concert. Fantastic. But a story has since come out about an Uber driver that had the night of his life at the Garth Brooks show, or the night of the Garth Brooks show. And even Garth Brooks has reached out on Twitter and responded to this story. So we're going to talk about that in a few. Also, we're going to talk about the rent being just overly high. The median average rent is topping $2,000 a month, and we're going to talk a little bit about that as well. Stick around, more to come. It's the Mark Harvard Podcast.
The Mark Harvard Podcast.
I can't tell you how thrilled we are to continue our relationship with Excalibur Service Company. They are the people that I use in my house, and they're who I suggest you use in your house for all your home needs: air conditioning, heating, duct cleaning, indoor air quality checks. These are the guys that can take care of it. They also offer emergency plumbing service, because, you know, plumbing doesn't break in the middle of a Saturday afternoon. You know, it always happens in the middle of the night or when you least need it to be breaking. They're the folks you call. Like I said, they're who I trust my family is to, and they're who you should trust as well. It's Excalibur Services. Give them a call, 205-352-4160. It's 205-352-4160, or you can find them online, excaliburservice.com, and tell them you heard about them right here on the Mark Harvard Podcast.
Find us on Facebook, Instagram, and online at markharvardcreative.com. The Mark Harvard Podcast.
We're back. It is the Mark Harvard Podcast. Thanks again to our friends over at Excalibur Service Company. Excalibur and the gang at Excalibur, they take care of my house. They keep my house feeling fantastic, and it's cold. It's cold and cool right now. I have to sleep. I can't sleep warm. I have to sleep cool. They make sure that's possible when the temperature today was at 93 degrees. So check them out. Make sure you sign up for that year-round maintenance plan. That way you know your heat's going to work in the winter, you know your air's going to work in the summer, and they're going to stay on you about it. They're going to reach out to you, say, hey, you signed up for the plan, so it's time for our free checkout, and they come out, and they make sure everything's working the right way, and if not, you get a discount on any sort of repairs that need to get made. I'll just tell you, the last year, we've got a fairly new unit at the house. The last year, we haven't needed any repairs. But I have that state of mind of knowing, that peace of mind, knowing that my house is going to be fine. We're good. My family is not going to boil. They're not going to freeze. We are good. And also, it's good to know that your unit's running at peak efficiency. So all Excalibur Service Company, 205-718-8688, 205-718-8688. So I mentioned a couple weeks ago, my wife and I, we went to go see Garth Brooks at Protective Stadium. It was the first big concert here at the stadium. And the inside the stadium, they've got their act together, man. They had it running like a well-oiled machine. Outside the stadium, the restaurants around there, it was a learning experience for a lot of people. And I'm not calling anybody out because they had not seen anything of this magnitude. So learning experience. If you know, things don't improve, well, we got some things to talk about. But for the time being, you know, a little leeway is given. But one of the things that was going on was parking. Now, my wife and I, we got reservations for parking a little bit out from the stadium. But a lot of people tried to Uber in and out, which, I don't know, my wife mentioned it. And I kind of rolled my eyes. I'm like, ugh. Getting an Uber is going to be horrible that night, and it ended up being horrible for a lot of people, but a canceled Uber sent Katie Watson and her husband to the next available driver, which happened to be Vicki Wallace. They say Watson, she and her husband were the riders. They say it's miraculous how God works in mysterious ways. She didn't know it right away, but quickly learned that Wallace was a huge Garth Brooks fan. The driver was a huge Garth Brooks fan. He's so sweet. He just always puts God first. You know, he's awesome, said the driver. Literally on the block over here, Katie says it like this. If you want to park, I have an extra ticket. My friend had COVID. She couldn't come. Wallace said she couldn't believe it. She said, what, are you serious? She U-turned so fast. At first, Wallace was like, oh no, I look terrible. I had on a t-shirt and sweatpants. But I quickly told myself, listen, this is Garth Brooks. I'm going, things like this don't happen every day. It was just meant to be. So Wallace and the Watsons sang along to Garth singing Sweet Home Alabama and a bunch of other songs. She said, I'm a country girl at heart. I just am. I'm a Southern belle. So I was like, that's awesome. It was just the best part of the show. And because of a Garth Brooks concert. Yeah, random acts of kindness going a long way there. And now they have a story, together, and a friendship that has emerged out of this. The story went out on Twitter. Garth Brooks replied back on Twitter saying it warmed his heart and he loved hearing stories like this. It's fantastic. I mean, when you can reach out and you can help people, that's one of those things that you should always do. I mean, we're called to do that, you know? I mean, it's the whole faith without acts thing. I mean, this was an act of kindness right there that led to someone having a fantastic experience. A friendship has been birthed out of this simple act. And, you know, what was the downside? The ticket was going to go to waste. They knew she was a super fan, so of course you go with it. You know, who cares about being a third wheel? I mean, a new study has come out that has said that a third wheel is actually beneficial to relationships. Yeah, I mean, you know, like the whole friendship thing, you know, the third person, that third person that hangs out with a couple, they've said that that actually helps relationships because it allows there to be impartiality and in decision-making processes, and it allows couples to still be social instead of just, you know, being so wrapped up in each other. So they got to do that. So they had this big experience that night, and man, that was a fantastic concert. I mean, it really was an amazing concert. So I'm glad that a big fan got to be a part of that. So changing topics here. Are you renting or are you buying? I've done both. You know, all through college I rented, and then I bought, and then right after we got married, my wife and I, we rented an apartment in downtown Birmingham. Then we moved and we rented a house when we found out that Jack was on his way. So we rented a house because we weren't sure where we really wanted to settle. So we rented a house because we knew we couldn't raise a kid in an apartment, like an infant in an apartment. We didn't want to do that. Noise, courtesy for neighbors. And also we had some new downstairs neighbors that were amazingly loud. And so we just, you know what, it's going to be a problem. So we went ahead and we just moved. So we paid rent. I've paid a mortgage in my lifetime. And I can't imagine going back to rent right now because the average rent for the country has topped $2,000. That's crazy. It really is. It's risen from $1,962 in April, and now it's as of May. So it's gone further than that, over $400 higher than it was just before the pandemic hit. This is from Redfin. It hasn't been more since the real estate data company began tracking rents in 2019. So the average monthly mortgage payment on a new purchase has risen more than twice as much as the median rent. By making it much less affordable to buy a home, higher mortgage rates and the spiraling home prices are in turn sending more people into the rental market, which, you know, economics makes those rental rates go up. So now everyone was originally trying to upgrade because they thought, well, if I'm going to be stuck at home, renting from home, I need to get someplace nicer, or I'm going to use this lower gas that I'm not paying. Of course, this was before gas went completely insane. Basically, the market for housing has gone out the window. Now, fortunately for both renters and homeowners, there are signs the housing market is shifting as more buyers bow out of an increasingly unaffordable market, and home sales have started to slow down. Some economists foresee a price increase decelerating too, and renters, they can expect smaller rent hikes in the coming months. I don't know that it's going to ever get back down to where it was back when I was paying rent. You know, I mean, gosh, this was 6 years ago. My wife and I, for a two-bedroom apartment in downtown Birmingham, we were paying $1,300 a month, and I thought that was steep. But it was a really nice apartment. We really liked the place. Like, it's one of my favorite places I've ever lived. But I can't imagine paying $2,000 for that. That's crazy. Man. Mm. Hey, when we get back, we're going to talk about why people who read the Bible have much more hope. So stick around for that. And a whole lot more, it's the Mark Harvard Podcast. Stick around.
The Mark Harvard Podcast.
Listen, life can be really, really tough. Anxiety, depression, all kinds of things that kind of get up in your head and just make you feel like things just aren't totally right. Well, All Things New Counseling Services is here to help. All you got to do, go by, check out their website, All Things New Counseling Services. You can also, while they're doing a website upgrade, you can actually do a phone call, 205-765-9155, and give them a call and set something up. All Things New Counseling Services, Sharman Rutherford and the gang, they are there to help you through those tough times in life. They want to help you be able to be the best you that you can be and help you get all the joy you can out of life. And you know what? It doesn't matter where you are. They are completely online. They service all their patients through telehealth. Go by and check them out. It's All Things New Counseling Services, or you can give them a call, 205-765-9155. And thank them for their support of the Mark Harvard Podcast.
Find us on Facebook, Instagram, and online at markharvardcreative.com. The Mark Harvard Podcast.
Mark Harvard Podcast. Thanks for hanging out with us, and thanks for supporting our sponsors. These are people that make sure the podcast is available to you and make sure that the podcast is lumbering under its own weight. All Things New Counseling Services is one of those people. You just heard me talking about them a minute ago, but if there's somebody out there that needs to talk to someone, and there's no shame in that at all. All Things New is entirely online. They can be there for you no matter where you are in the state of Alabama. They can use telehealth to be able to reach you, and you can have those sessions when you need them. Go check them out online. It's allthingsnewcounselingservices.com, allthingsnewcounselingservices.com. Also, if you need hope, you should read the Bible. I'm just saying, it's a new study that's come out. It's the recent 12th annual State of the Bible report of the American Bible Society. Jonathan Farquhar Plake, PhD and Director of Ministry Intelligence for the American Bible Society, has stated that their research has continued to confirm that persistence in reading the Bible leads to a higher level of hope and greater flourishing. This is as reported by Christian Headlines. The closest to the Bible had the highest hope of the future, which is cool when you think about it, because, you know, otherwise, you know, I know a lot of people that are out there, they're searching. They're looking for something. They're trying to figure out, why am I doing this? The scripture gives you purpose. The scripture gives you that link to direction and reason. So the doctor went on to declare, Christians know that Jesus offers us a full life. There's no surprise here, but for those who are questioning their faith or even who need reassurance after a hard season, the data validates that applying the truths of the scripture leads to better health, better relationships, and a higher sense of purpose and meaning, all while bringing us closer to God. Further, the team at the American Bible Society was extremely heartened to find out that the Bible had been of active help for many who have been struggling through the effects and disruptions of the pandemic. I know a lot of people that really had their faith affected by being locked down, and the Bible, just that just being a part of a daily devotion group or a community of faith online or something like that, did wonders for the psyche of people and for their well-being. Amazing stuff. So Plake, in a conversation with CBN's Healthy Living, stated, "People who are deeply connected to the Bible and to the Christian community are remarkably resilient, and we're more apt to overcome certain challenges." Good stuff, man. That's amazing. And also part of that study said that scripture engagement decreases the stress level. In fact, 48% of Americans have confessed that in the season of COVID-19, they've encountered a significant traumatic event in their lives. And the study brought triumphant news for those that were deeply connected to the Word of God, not merely reading through, but actually having, you know, an interaction with the Bible, dwelling on it. You know, thinking about what they read, not just, you know, reading it like it's fiction. And that resulted in a change in values and choices and a transformation in their relationship with God for those that have experienced an evident and comforting decrease in stress level. So if you're feeling anxiety, stressed out, turn to the scripture. Maybe that's something you should be thinking about. Hey, that does it for me. I'm out of here. I will see you guys next week. Don't forget, support our sponsors, Excalibur Service Company, 205-718-8688. Also, All Things New Counseling Services, allthingsnewcounselingservices.com. And if you really want some really great uplifting content, go check out Birmingham Christian Family Magazine. It's birminghamchristian.com. All kinds of great news in that thing. There's an online version, a PDF version you can download. And go check it out. And there's some cool stuff there. There really is. I think the cover story this month is about the Sozo Orphans Children's Choir and their amazing story. You remember we had Terry from Sozo on the show about 6 or 8 months ago, and he was talking about what Sozo does. You can go a little deeper in this month's Birmingham Christian Family Magazine, so go check that out. That does it for me. I'll see you guys next week, and I'm out.
The Mark Harvard Podcast.